Yeah, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name?
My name's Kathleen Strider.
Can I verify your email address?
My email?
Correct.
My email is kkstrider1@aol.com.
Okay, telephone number?
My phone number, 405-623-6343.
Okay, and your shipping address?
P.O. Box 964, Nakoma Park, 73066.
Okay, thank you for that. That information you verified over this recorded line is correct. Looks like someone ordered the, excuse me.
Well, I got a package in the mail. I got a package in the mail last week, and I told the post office send it back. When they took my purse, they took everything, my post office keys and all. And I had to have my lock changed at the post office and everything. And I've already notified the bank, and I've notified my cardholder. I just got a mail deal in the mail today to fill out the fraud papers. And I had to order all new cards and everything.
Okay, so you've already disputed these charges with your credit cards fraud department?
Do what?
So you've already disputed these charges with your credit cards fraud department?
Well, they just sent me the paperwork. I got an email. And that's how I found out about this. Well, I knew my purse and stuff got taken, but I didn't know anybody had been using it. Somebody even tried to use it in Oklahoma City at a Walmart on Meridian or something like that. Of course, I had got everything canceled. They tried to use it, but they didn't get to. And I had three bank cards in there the DHS card, I had everything in there. And I notified the bank, so they canceled my card. The card's been canceled. And then they told me I could fill out the paperwork. And then I just got it in the mail today to fill out to send back. Well, I got it in the mail yesterday to fill out to send back. And then they said, that if I get another email or something to notify the company, and I got an email from y'all, that's why I called. Because they said they had already taken, I think it was $50-some. I can't remember what it was. They had already taken out. And I'm like, no, I didn't order nothing, and I'm not paying for nothing. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Okay. So the account has already been canceled, so that stops all future billing and shipping. What you'll need to do is give us a call back with your credit card company on the line regarding those charges.
The credit card company, I've already talked to, they will not tell anybody any information over the phone.
No, ma'am. I'm speaking of regarding the charges that are on this account, not any other charges.
I'm not paying for nothing. Either they're going to credit it back, or because I'm going to go file a deal with the district attorney too, because I'm not paying for nothing. They've already took $50-some out, and they better put it back. I didn't order nothing, and I have not ordered nothing.
Okay, so you'll still need to give us a call back with your credit card company on the line, ma'am.
Well, I can call you back with them on the line, but they're not going to talk to you over the phone. I already asked them to call y'all, and they said it's against the law for them to do that.
It's their protocol, ma'am.
Do what?
It is their protocol.
Well, I've got the fraud papers filled out, and I'm going to file a deal with the district attorney, too. So I need y'all's address and stuff, because I need to put it on the file. Hang on a minute.
We don't provide the address, ma'am.
Okay, well, I have to have an address for the district attorney to file it. I do legal work, so I know by law you have to give it to me.
We don't provide an address, ma'am, due to the company having a no return policy.
Well, you can't charge somebody when their card was stolen. I've been doing legal work for 41 years, I know. So is this the phone number for them to notify you?
Correct.
What phone number do they need to notify you? Because I'll let the district attorney know.
It'll be the same exact number, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now, my card's been canceled. There ain't no way they're going to get anything else. And I'm not paying for something that I didn't do.
Okay.
And they're going to return my money. I don't care what kind of policy they have, but they're going to return my money, or I'll have a lawsuit filed. What is the name of your company?
This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies.
Okay, so what is the main corporate office that we can get a hold of?
Third-party call center.
Do what?
It's called third-party call center, ma'am.
And where are y'all out of?
We don't provide the address once again, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't say the address, but what town are you out of?
San Diego, California.
Because I can get with the license bureau, I can get the address. Okay, I'll make sure that the district attorney gets this information so he can get y'all's address.
All right.
I know they can get it. But you might put a note on me. I'm telling you right now, if my money ain't returned, they're going to have a lawsuit on your hands, I promise you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, no refund will be issued. You'll need to call us back with your credit card company on the line. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.